The Joy of Chaos. A funny title for a podcast, really, but in a special school, there are often chaotic moments. And if you can learn to control the chaos, it's a very useful tool. And kids love chaos. I'm going to, first of all, tell you about a bit of chaos that wasn't planned. And it was early on in my teaching career, and I didn't know the children very well, but it was approaching Christmas and I thought, oh, I could do Christingles. That would be a great idea. So I bought 8 oranges. I had 6 children in my class. I thought, we can have real oranges. We can have a pretend candle, and we can use icing sugar and stick jelly babies on it. And we can put a red ribbon around it. So I demonstrated to the children what a Christingle would look like. And at the same time, that was demonstrating to the staff how we were going to do it. And in that class, there was a student. He was in a wheelchair, but he was not able to move very easily, but he was all there with it. He knew what was going on. He had a great sense of humour. He loved a joke. And he suddenly started laughing like mad. And at the same time as that, I could smell oranges. And I turned round, and to my horror, one of the students had eaten 6 oranges, skin, pips. The lot had gone. And I hadn't even noticed. So a little bit of chaos where I didn't have eyes in my back of my head. And there was only one TA in the room at the time because these children were quite manageable. And she had been busy supporting a student. And neither of us had noticed our dear friend eat 6 oranges. It took quite a lot of explaining to her mum. And she wasn't very well the next day, but we were forgiven. Anyway, I wanted to talk about more organised chaos. We had a drama studio which had a wooden floor, and I would often lead a lesson of 4 or 5 classes with maybe 30 children and or even more, and their TAs and some additional teachers. And I nearly always started the lesson sitting in a circle on the floor. And one of the things I used to enjoy doing was just very quietly tapping on the floor with my hands, and they would soon see that I was doing that and would copy it. And then I'd say stop, and they would stop, and then we'd do more, and we'd do it slowly or quickly and stop, or quietly and stop, or loud and stop. They all knew what was coming, and eventually, I would allow them to bang their hands really, really loud for absolutely ages and stop. They loved it, absolutely loved it. And you can actually do that activity for quite some time, as long as you don't go to the very chaotic bit too soon. They love it. And from that idea, I decided that we could do something a little more adventurous. We had a lot of pom-poms that we'd made from plastic bin liners. And they were made like a pom-pom, so you could get your hand in the middle and you could rustle them. They were soft plastic, so you could throw them out at the side, rustle them on the floor, punch them in and out. They absolutely love copying somebody like that. And if you want to make it into a more extended activity, you can have someone in the spotlight. So they're copying the person in the spotlight rather than the teacher. But I digress. So once they could all do this activity and stop when I asked them to, we would stand up and more or less do the same and stop. And then you could put a different music with a more punchy vibe on, and they would begin dancing more vigorously and more wildly and stop, and they would stop. Then we could throw the pom-poms, absolute chaos, absolutely loved it, and stop, and they would stop. And this was so amazing. We put it into a performance, and the music was really loud and the kids were going bonkers. And actually the staff really enjoy it too, you know, throwing these pom-poms around and stop. And they all stopped instantly and fell to the ground. And we were just amazed. And all the parents were like, wow, didn't know they could do that. That was so amazing. It was so much fun. And we carried on doing that activity for a long time after that particular performance. And they enjoyed it and we enjoyed it. You can do it with a small group in a classroom or a large group. One of the other things that we found brilliant for doing, creating chaos and stopping, one Christmas, we found some snowballs which were made of very lightweight sponge, and they were sparkly and they were white and they were small and they were really cheap in the pound shop. So we bought loads of them, about 100, and we had the best snowball fights. And stop, and everybody would miraculously would stop. I loved those snowballs. They were fantastic and much nicer than the real snowballs that can actually hurt and make you very wet. So these were organized chaos that everyone enjoyed, but it was teaching a very vital thing of now we can do it, now we stop. Start, stop. Everybody doing it together. It's a really useful tool because you want those children to stop if they need to stop. So really great if you're out in a park and you want them to stop because they're about to run in front of a swing, stop. It works. Stop at the side of the road. It works. A really great tool and a lot of fun teaching it. So much joy there. I also had other activities which were often quite chaotic, which led to water play outside, absolutely fabulous, paddling pool, hose, cups, jugs. Everyone would have fun and the adults did get really wet, but I'd warned them and most of them brought clothes that they could change into, lots of towels in the classroom, sunscreen if you need it, but a lot of fun. Again, flower outside, fabulous, a little bit on the table and they can play with it a bit more and they can play with it. And eventually one of them will throw it and there's absolute chaos. So just lots of fun all the time learning this start, stop. And creating memories, absolutely loved it. The kids loved it, the staff loved it. It was a big mess, but didn't take long to clear up. I had a student who liked creating his own chaos, and when he first came to my class, he would just get any box out and he would just throw the contents all over the room and he absolutely loved it and he got very high doing it. And it was like, oh, this is awful because it was breaking things. It was dangerous because some of the stuff could hurt people. It was inappropriate that he was allowed to throw things. I wasn't allowing him to do it. He was just doing it. So it was an issue that we had to sort out really quickly. And in the end, we decided on a tray with little beads in it. If he did the work, then he was allowed to throw the beads up and then he had to collect them. And very quickly he learned to do this. So if he'd done what we wanted him to do, joined in when we wanted him to do, he was allowed the beads. So it was first this, then beads, which is a bit different from start and stop, but he quickly learned that. And he got so much joy from throwing those beads up in the air and it was beautiful chaos. The same student was in a cookery lesson and we were making pancakes. A lot of the students did not have the fine motor skills needed to crack an egg. That's a whole other story, but he was really good at cracking eggs. So he had a bowl and we had a dozen eggs and he cracked them all into the bowl. And both the teaching assistant next to him and myself, seconds before it happened, thought, no, we know what's going to happen. And he got the bowl, he just chucked it up in the air and those 12 eggs went all over us. Now, it was a time when neutral face would have been the right thing, but actually we just couldn't help laughing. We were covered in egg. It took eggs dreadful to clean up. It took us absolutely ages. So if you've got a student who likes having beads in a bowl or a tray, please don't let them crack 12 eggs because you're like covered in egg. That was my funny story for the end of today. I hope you found this useful to give permission to have fun. It's useful so that they learn the word stop, and school should be fun. Learning should be fun. These are things that you can do quite cheaply and easily and with a very diverse range of students. And you can put the right amount of support in so the students who can't do it on their own can be supported. A lot of students can cause chaos without support. So have a good day, plan a bit of chaos, take it easy to begin with, make sure they're listening, make sure they follow stop, and enjoy. If you found this useful, please share it or subscribe.